A car bombing in Lebanon rattles a ministry. Radio will reach Muslims in Benin, and more volunteers are needed in Bible translation support. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A car bombing in Lebanon this week may have been aimed at undermining efforts to end Lebanon's long-running presidential crisis. Sat7's David Harder says their team was close enough to hear the explosion. It sent shockwaves of panic through their team.
This bombing happened right next to a church, the Evangelical Alliance Church, and three of the 21 people who were injured were inside that church, including a pastor who had just been on a Sat7 program about 2 weeks before.
Sat7 is a Christian satellite ministry to the Middle East and North Africa. Harder says by all accounts it appears that the target was political. He explains the team has a determination born in the hope of Christ.
Sat7 is really part of the fabric of the Middle East. Our staff and the people who appear on our programs live in the Middle East. And so they're able to say, yes, situations here are difficult, but we have hope in Jesus Christ, and He is really the only hope. So they're able to bring that into the program.
Next, getting the transmitting station ready to run in Benin was a spiritual battle for Transworld Radio. It took 4 years. On February 1st, they will broadcast programs in approximately 15 languages to 9 countries for the first time. Ray Allery says there's one group they especially hope to impact.
We'll broadcast on a regular basis every night, and Islam is growing there, and they need to hear the gospel, a clear presentation of the gospel. And so programs like Through the Bible, we will get in very clearly to those areas.
The facility is simply a transmitter site that will soon be automated. The local church and ministries will supply the programming. They still need at least one staff member, funding, and prayer to keep this new outreach on track. Allery says,
we need to pray for those that are going to hear the gospel, maybe for the very first time, that they'll be receptive to that, and that their hearts will be changed for the Lord Jesus Christ.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Russian Christmas outreach is coming to a conclusion, and Slavic Gospel Association says a program they support each year had another successful year. It's called Emmanuel's Child Gift Outreach, which coincides with Russian Christmas January 7th. SGA's Tom McAdam was in Tomsk in central Russia last week.
This year we were able to do outreaches in 9 different nations, and in Russia in particular, over 28 different regions. They were able to reach out this year to nearly 12,000 children.
Funding from North American churches empowers resource-strapped Russian churches to reach out. The gifts include a toy, a Russian language children's Bible, and candy. McAdam says the program has an impact.
We've heard many reports over the few years we've been involved in this ministry of adults coming to faith through their children being reached this program. Parents reading the children's Bibles that are distributed, and that's their first exposure to the Word of God.
SGA will begin recruiting more churches to participate in March. Meanwhile, Wycliffe Associates needs you as they gear up for growth in 2008. They've been growing the last 8 years, and there was a great volunteer response last fall. As a result, Wycliffe has 2 new volunteer site coordinators this year, but there are still openings in a dozen Bible translation locations. They're hoping to have up to 1,500 volunteers this year. Without coordinators, none of the volunteers can serve. Consider being a coordinator or tell a friend about this opportunity. And sickness threatened Bangladesh after Cyclone Sitter. Now, IN Network is praising God for the healing of 25 of their children in the devastated region. The staff prayed over them while they were being treated in the hospital for several cases of cholera. They're all back in the orphanage, which still shows evidence of the cyclone. Its tin roofs and damaged buildings need repairs. Pray that the children see Christ in their healing and in the rebuilding process. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio's making available Eugene Peterson's The Message New Testament, helping biblical texts come alive. Keep it or give it to a friend as an outreach. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828. That's The Message New Testament from Transworld Radio at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.